African American women in D.C. are dying at disproportionate rates after giving birth when compared to other women here and across the country. The district's maternal mortality rate is more than double the nation's, and D.C.'s brand new Maternal Mortality Review Committee will be working to figure out why. WAMU's race and identity reporter Sasha Ann Simons brings us the story.
Oh, you gained so much weight.
Yes.
I'm here for it, though.
Midwife Ebony Marcel loves her babies. Here she's reuniting with 10-week-old Mercury, who she delivered. Marcel picks the baby up and holds her high up in the air. The baby's mother, Mercedes Milling Robinson, looks on while perched in a nearby rocking chair.
Is she nursing all through the night?
Some nights.
Marcel heads midwifery at Community of Hope's Family Health and Birth Center in Northeast D.C. She's been delivering babies in the district for more than a decade. Marcel works primarily with Black mothers from Wards 7 and 8. She's also a member of D.C.'s new review committee investigating maternal deaths. Nearly 75% of district mothers who died of complications from pregnancy, labor, and childbirth between 2014 and 2016 were African American. And nationally, Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die than white women.
I think that this whole system interaction is probably racist. I don't have to whisper that anymore.
The group, made up of maternal health experts, was formed after several years of calls to take a closer look at the deaths of pregnant and new mothers in D.C. One reason for the disparity, Marcel says, is that the health risks associated with childbirth are coupled with racial bias in the medical field. Black women, she says, are often dismissed or ignored by healthcare providers. So experts like Marcel are stepping in to fill a gap in an inadequate system. And it's something mom Mercedes Milling Robinson says she experienced firsthand. The 24-year-old has 2 other young children. According to Milling Robinson, when she was in labor with her 3-year-old son Marcus, doctors tried persistently to discourage her from having a natural birth.
She was asking me if, was I sure? And I'm like, I'm definitely sure. I don't want any medication. I know that I'm young. I know that I'm Black, but I am sure.
Milling Robinson recalls having to advocate for herself during the birth of her first child, and she suffered from postpartum depression. She says it was when she switched to work with Marcel that she saw a major difference in care.
I didn't even know that it was better for me to push out my own placenta. I didn't even know. They pulled it out of me with my son, which was painful.
But Milling Robinson felt at ease during her latest delivery. Since baby Mercury's arrival, mom has received at-home visits from Marcel, weekly mental health therapy, and she attended a postpartum group session for mothers, all organized by Community of Hope. A 2017 investigation by NPR and ProPublica found that maternal mortality is significantly more common among African Americans, low-income women, and in rural areas. But pregnancy and childbirth complications kill women of every race and ethnicity, education, and income level in every part of the United States.
How are you? You're just sitting here today.
Yes, I'm on this side.
Dr. Carla Sandy delivers babies at 3 hospitals in D.C. and Maryland. Sandy calls the critical 6 to 8 week period after a mother gives birth the 4th trimester of pregnancy.
Everyone, you know, focuses so much on getting the baby here. And then once the baby's here, we send everyone home and we say good luck.
Sandy's postpartum routine begins with a phone call to the new mom about 3 days after delivery. She'll ask a series of questions like, are you having difficulty walking? Are you seeing more swelling than when you left the hospital?
Have you felt, more fatigued, like you can't get up? How's your mood? Are you crying more than usual?
Sandy and her team use the responses to determine what level of follow-up is needed. She also recommends they attend the medical group's newborn club as another checkpoint to ensure mom is okay. Sandy says maternal death is still extremely rare, but even one death is too many. She says the work of the district's new review committee, which, to be clear, Sandy is not directly involved with, is long overdue.
They will look at it from beginning to end, from when she entered our healthcare system to when the outcome happened.
Sandy praised Ward 6 Council Member Charles Allen, who helped lead the push to form a maternal mortality review committee in D.C. He introduced a bill in 2017 that passed last June. Next, Allen says he's working to have the group also focus on maternal morbidity. That's when new mothers are admitted to the intensive care unit or need major blood transfusions, for instance.
Because I think we're going to find a lot that we can learn from even looking at some of the close calls and mothers who are at extreme risk that experienced extreme trauma.
Sandy, who has roots in the Caribbean, talked about how other countries and cultures deal with postpartum care. In parts of Africa, she says, a new mother is homebound for a number of weeks after giving birth, while neighbors lend a hand so she can focus on her new baby and herself. Sandy says in the district, the rate at which Black women are dying is embarrassing and painful. And in order to protect these women, providers must start by listening to them. For WAMU, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.